Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In response to Democratic accusations of federal interference in the recent protests and riots in Portland, Oregon, Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says the agency has clear authority to protect government property and detain people suspected of threatening personnel or damaging such property.
We are only targeting and arresting those who have been identified as committing criminal acts, like any other law enforcement agency does across the country every single day of the week.
The Trump administration has come under harsh criticism by Democrats and the media for what they are calling a constitutional crisis, and one that could escalate as President Trump says he plans to send federal agents to other cities. Violence in cities such as Chicago and Portland has continued this summer. President Trump held his first coronavirus briefing since April. He says the reason for the resumption of briefings is the rise in cases.
As you know, in recent weeks, we've seen a concerning rise in the cases in many parts of our South. You look at South, Southwest, and West. This growth in cases first began to appear in mid-June, primarily among 18 to 35-year-olds, many of whom were asymptomatic.
He also says they're facing another spike of virus cases in the Western Hemisphere, particularly Mexico. The powerful Republican Speaker of the Ohio House and four associates were arrested Tuesday in a $60 million federal bribery case connected to a taxpayer-funded bailout of Ohio's two nuclear power plants. U.S. Attorney David DeVillers.
The conspiracy was to pass and maintain a $1.5 billion bailout in return for $61 million in dark money that were used for various things.
GOP Governor Mike DeWine called on Speaker Householder to resign immediately. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. It's done. Reno-based Eldorado Resorts has closed on a $17 billion deal to buy Caesars Entertainment. That creates the nation's largest gaming company and probably leading to a new round of layoffs at Caesars. In addition to Caesars Palace, Eldorado will own Harrah's Las Vegas, the Link Hotel, Flamingo, Cromwell, Bally's, Paris Las Vegas, Planet Hollywood, and the Rio. Las Vegas mortgage delinquencies are up since the coronavirus outbreak. Housing tracker CoreLogic reports payments were at least 30 days late on almost 9% of home loans in Southern Nevada. That was in April. That was more than double March's numbers. Nationally, payments were at least 30 days late on 6% of mortgages in April. That's up from 3.6% in March. Residential evictions and foreclosures can begin again on September 1st in Nevada. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the Silver State, foot traffic in Las Vegas casinos is beginning to slow down. Tourism officials say about 350,000 visitors were in town this past Saturday. That's the lowest count since casinos reopened on June 4th. More than 400,000 people came the previous Saturday, and more than 550,000 visited on 4th of July weekend.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting some heavy volumes right now with the Beltway 215 West at St. Rose. Those lane restrictions there are contributing to the congestion. Also, some moderate flows, Interstate 15 South at Sahara. And a stalled vehicle, that's near the right lane, 95 North at Ann Road. Kevin Wall is next.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. My name is Kevin Wall. You are listening to our brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ. I was watching Fox News Channel last night, and there we were, me and Heidi Harris. We're there with the book. I guess they call them bookend commercials, but they're running all the time on Fox News Channel. So letting everybody know what you already know, that we are here for you each and every day from 3 until 6, Heidi from 6 until 9. And one of the things I was on with Heidi this morning, it was a lot of fun. We just giggle. We get together, we giggle for a few minutes, have some fun. The president did his thing today. Just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, he stepped into the media room at the White House and had the coronavirus task force with a briefing, and it was good. We'll give you the details coming up. Andy Puzder, though, joining us, he's the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. That's Carl's Jr. and Hardee's and a lot of other stuff. And he joins us. Andy, how you been, my friend?
Great, Kevin. How about you?
No complaints. No complaints. The weather's still hot as hell, but, you know, we're getting used to it around here. Andy, what did you think? Did you get a chance to watch any of the president this afternoon in the briefing room?
I did not get a chance to watch him this afternoon.
Do you think it's a good idea for him to go back and do that?
I think it's a great idea. I think the president needs to be out there talking to the American people, leveling with him. I did read somewhere that he said the virus is going to get worse before it got better. I think I got a news flash on my phone. So he needs to be honest with the people about what's coming. I think the contagion is certainly spreading. I think deaths aren't going to be worse than they were in the past. I think the number of deaths will continue to go down as doctors have gotten much, much better at treating this illness. And we are protecting people who are vulnerable. But I think it'd be on air telling people what's happening and making sure that things don't that emotions don't get out of control in all of this.
Andy, is the coronavirus going to be the determining factor in this election? I've had people tell me, well, if you get a cure, you get a vaccine, you get therapeutics, he wins. If not, it might be a Joe Biden victory. How do you see this? And do you see the virus as being, you know, the game changer here?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it could be the game changer, and it could be a big influence in the election. It's unfortunate that it would be, because this certainly isn't anything that President Trump caused. It was caused by the Chinese, and if anybody has stood up to the Chinese, it's been President Trump. And it would have happened no matter who was elected. If Hillary Clinton had been president, we still would have had the China virus, the coronavirus. So it's unfortunate, but when you're president, sometimes you get credit for things you don't deserve, and sometimes you get blamed for things that you don't deserve. And he certainly doesn't deserve the blame for this, but I can't tell you. I mean, I look at the polls, and I see people indicating to pollsters that they're going to vote for Joe Biden. I can't understand it. I mean, it befuddles me, but maybe that certainly could be one of the reasons.
Well, I'm curious if that is a vote for Joe Biden or a vote against the president. People that disagree maybe with some of his policies, disagree with how much time he spends on Twitter. Is it possible that this is an anti-Trump vote that we're looking at? Or is there a secret Trump vote that we've been hearing about?
Well, there certainly seems to be a secret Trump vote. There's a group called Trafalgar, which has been very accurate in polling in the last election and is digging in to try and find out if there's a secret Trump vote, and they're finding that there is a very significant one. But I hope there's some people listening in that are Democrats. If you're a traditional liberal Democrat, you don't have a party anymore, so please listen. And independents, these are the people I'd really like to reach, because we have to understand, people have to understand, this election shouldn't be just a mandate on Donald Trump. You might like Donald Trump, you might dislike him, you might like his tweets, you might hate him, but you shouldn't vote in this election as if it's a mandate, because this election is a choice. It's not just you're voting against Donald Trump. If you vote against him, you're voting for Joe Biden, who would absolutely destroy this country's economy. I'm not sure we would ever recover. I think we were lucky to get President Trump and recover from the stagnation of the Obama years. But what Biden's talking about doing is bad Obama-era policy on steroids. He wants to do another big spending stimulus bill to generate employment. When a presidential candidate's out there telling you the way that they plan on generating jobs is by spending government money, be very suspicious, because eventually government money runs out. You've got to find a way to generate, to get businesses to grow, to get businesses to hire people. And you do that by enacting policies that promote growth, such as lowering taxes, reducing regulation, focusing on domestic energy, getting better trade deals that don't cheat American businesses and American workers. These are the things that President Trump has been doing. They are exactly the opposite of the things that Joe Biden was doing. If you have a 401k plan or a retirement plan or just some stocks that you like to see go up in value so that one day you can retire with some money, the last thing in the world you should be thinking about doing is voting for Joe Biden.
Again, Andy Puster joining us, the former CEO of CKE Restaurants, which is Carl's Jr. and Hardee's and others. He is also the author of The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom and the Left's Plot to Stop It. Tell me about the book. First of all, what inspired you to write it?
Well, after President Trump was elected, during the Obama administration, I'd been very critical of the president's economic policies. And when President Trump was elected, he was doing all the things that I thought a president should do to encourage economic growth. But he met incredible resistance on the left. I think we all know that we went through the phony Russia scam. We basically had the top law enforcement and top intelligence officials in the country trying to rig an election, and when they couldn't rig it, they then tried to reverse it. So I wanted to get in and write about what progressives have been doing the past 100 years to try and hold back economic growth, to prevent this country from moving forward and growing and prospering, how their policies were repressive economically as opposed to progressive. And so I wrote a book that covered a lot of the history that kids are not getting in high school and college. That's actually got some American history as opposed to anti-American history, but combined it with some readable economics so that people can understand how it all fits together and how the progressives for the past 100 years have been doing everything they could, starting with Woodrow Wilson before he was president, and then continuing when he was president. But since then, working as hard as they could to try and limit our constitutional rights, limit our liberty, limit our economic freedom, and put power in the hands of the government, of course, which they want us to elect them to run. You should always be suspicious of a politician who says, I want you to put a bunch of power in the hands of the government, and then I want you to appoint me to run the government, which is what we get on the left now very, very consistently.
Andy, do you give America credit for having the intelligence to see a pig in a poke, recognize it, and not vote for it? I mean, I keep looking at some of this polling of millennials where they would prefer to live in a socialist country rather than a capitalist country. Do you give Americans credit for having the intelligence to know the difference?
Well, I do. I mean, in the last election, we saw that they didn't take a pig in a poke. They actually elected the right person to run the country. So that could happen again. With millennials, I can't be too critical of millennials. The education that they've received has been pathetic. It hasn't really been an education. It's been an indoctrination. I go out, I speak at a lot of colleges. I speak at universities and to youth groups. And I do that, I'm 70 years old now. Why am I doing that? Well, because if you don't get out there, people that understand how the economy works, that have been in business, that understand what a great system we have, what a great country we have, if we don't get out there and talk, if CEOs don't get out there and talk, and people that are economists such as Steve Warren, Art Laffer, if we don't get out and talk, these kids are never going to know. They're never going to understand what they're giving up, what they have the potential to lose here. They live in a country that has the greatest engine for economic growth and prosperity in the history of the world, and some of them have such a poor understanding of what they've got. They're talking about trying to go with a system socialism that has never worked. Any place it's been tried, any time it's been tried, it has never worked. It has always failed. We live in this prosperous, wonderful country, and they don't seem to understand why.
More with Andy Puster joining us. He is the author of the book, The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom, and the Left's Plot to Stop It. We'll get more from Andy. And get a sense of how he feels with a bullet a bullseye on his back. And every CEO in America, there are people that hate CEOs. They hate big business. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you're in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal cases, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P. sent you.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. Andy Puzder joining us. He is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants, very successful establishments like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, and also the author of The Capital Has Come Back, The Trump Boom and the Left's Plot to Stop It. There seems to be an attitude among some, and maybe it's of the people that are out rioting. They don't like CEOs. They think that you did something wrong. Can you give me a full-throated defense of the CEO? There are bad apples in the bunch, I'm sure, you know, but there are also good people that have helped create millions of jobs over the years. Do you need to defend what you did at CKE?
I've never felt the need to defend it. We created a tremendous number of jobs particularly for entry-level employees. The quick service restaurant industry actually is a training ground for young people who may not have the opportunity to go to college or may not have the inclination to go. You can come work at a fast food restaurant. You'll learn about sales. You'll learn about inventory. You'll learn about customer service. You'll learn about showing up on time, working as part of a team. And, if you become a general manager, and the general manager in our stores, we had about 3,000 of them in the United States. And the general managers at those stores, almost all started out, cleaning the drink counter and the floor in the restaurants. They started out as beginning entry-level employees. And by the time they became general managers, they were running a $1.4 million business and $1 billion facility with 25 employees, contact with the public, and they were responsible for a profit and loss statement. So, it's almost like a mini MBA for some of these people. And they go on to make good livings and have very good careers. We had a program where we supplemented people's incomes for college. We helped pay for tuition and books. We did everything we could to try and advance people and create opportunities for them. So I never felt like I needed to apologize. I don't think, you know, I mean, you can go on up the ladders, you know, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk. They have nothing to apologize for. Or Jeff Bezos. Look, could you imagine right now if we were trying to deal with this pandemic without Amazon?
Yeah.
I mean, my mom, 3 months ago, she's 98 years old. She lives in a nursing home and got independent living. She's still very spry. But 3 months ago, if you'd mentioned Amazon to her, she would have thought you were talking about a river in Brazil. And now she's the queen of Amazon. Like, you know, the boxes are coming all the time. I mean, this is an incredible benefit to us as we go through this terrible time. And what about Steve Jobs? I went for a hike today. I took my phone, I wore my Apple Watch, and I put my AirPods in. I had 3 Apple products on me, you know, as I'm walking down, just going for a walk. So these people tremendously improve our lives. You can go back to Henry Ford, who made it affordable for average Americans to buy a car. My grandfather came to this country as an immigrant in 1912, and by 1920, he owned a Model A. You know, this is an incredible country. CEOs drive these businesses. They're the guys behind the desks making the decisions, you know, as to where things will go in the future with no knowledge as to where they'll actually go. So, you know, they really need to stay on top of the game. They create jobs, they create wealth, and they create benefits all across the country. So I don't think there's any reason that CEOs should apologize. As you said, there are some bad ones. They should apologize or they should be put in jail. But there are by far 99.9% as with policemen. They're good guys.
Well, I was going to say because for a lot of people, you know, among the Antifa and those, there is that thought that on their part that somehow CEOs and the money that they've gained for themselves and for people that work with them is somehow ill-gotten gains. And it's not, is it?
Well, if you think about capitalism, and I hope you have some millennials on the call, listening to the radio show this long. Capitalism, the only way you succeed in a capitalist society, the only way you succeed is by meeting the needs of other people, your customers. If you don't provide a benefit to other people, you don't succeed. And it's not government elites like in socialism that you have to satisfy. It's not the uber wealthy like it used to be when we had kings and queens and other kinds of monarchs. Now, today, you have to satisfy the common man and the common woman. And if you do that, you'll succeed tremendously. If you don't do that, you won't succeed. Look, Henry Ford, he built cars for the common man and the common woman. Steve Jobs, he didn't make the iPhone for government elites. He made them for everybody. And Bezos, you know, Bezos didn't get rich because he stole from us. He got rich because he created the greatest distribution system in the history of the world. These people have nothing to apologize for. They have made our lives better. They've elevated our standard of living, and to the extent that they've employed us, they've given us jobs and incomes. So I think the people, you know, this Antifa movement, I mean, I tell you what, if you were a fascist organization, what would you call yourself? You'd call yourself anti-fascist because you wouldn't want people to know. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible organization. They'll do anything they can to bring down the greatest nation to ever exist in the history of the world, the United States, and I hope people wake up to their game very soon.
The book is The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom, and The Left's Plot to Stop It. How can folks pick up the book?
It's on Amazon. So
naturally. Everything's on Amazon.
God. It's in bookstores, too, but I think the safest place is Amazon.
Very good. Andy, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. And good luck. We will probably talk before Election Day, so we'll talk again soon.
Happy to do it anytime.
Andy Puzder, the former CEO. Man, this guy's created a gazillion jobs. Did you know that? No, I did. With places like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, and that's just scratching the surface. Coming up, I'm going to let you hear from the president. The president held a task force briefing and news conference, presser, if you will. And it was a little different, is that you didn't see a lot of the medical people, a lot of the scientists around him. But it was still informative. And there was one question that was asked of the president that I thought was a big one. And it's essentially, are you going to be judged